You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. And as the dog days of summer unwind before us, commentator Gary Borders remembers back to his childhood in New Hampshire, being transplanted to Texas, and his first summer hike in the heat behind the Pine Curtain.
This is the 46th summer I've spent in Texas, nearly all here behind the Pine Curtain. This season in East Texas is to be endured, not enjoyed, at least by this transplanted Yankee. An aside, I have milked the Pine Curtain phrase in a couple of books and magazine pieces for so long that some folks think I coined it. I didn't. First time I heard it was from a now-dead buddy, Michael Busby. He was a poet and scholar I met at Stephen F. Austin State University in the early 1970s. He became the godfather of Casey, my oldest daughter. Michael loved literature, history, cigarettes, coffee, conversation, and an occasional dram of whiskey. He also loved running the Atoyac River in Deep East Texas, heavily armed, ready to shoot water moccasins hanging from trees. We were about as close as men get. I wish Michael was around so I could ask him where he first heard the Pine Curtain phrase, but lung cancer killed him way too young, at 36, a couple decades ago. It took me a while to come to my senses and quit smoking, but I finally did. But I digress. The heat does that to me. My parents moved us here in June 1968 from Allenstown, New Hampshire. My grandfather, Carl Borders, was a Boy Scout executive. I quickly enrolled in Troop 201 with its cabin at Teague Park in Longview. This was my initiation into an East Texas summer. I was nearly 13, weighed about 120 pounds, talked funny from an East Texas perspective, was nearsighted as an armadillo, and had just been transplanted about 1,800 miles south of everything and everybody I had ever known. So my parents and grandfather decided that the best way for me to make friends and adapt was to go on a 50-mile hike with Troop 201 from uncertain Texas to Longview. My dad, a commercial artist, volunteered to print t-shirts for the troop. Soon I was on the road at Uncertain, a town incorporated so it could sell beer. Under the direction of legendary Scoutmaster V.G. Rollins, Troop 201 headed west from Uncertain, located on the shores of Caddo Lake, and we headed back to Longview. We all wore our 50-mile hike t-shirts that my dad and I had silkscreened. Problem was, I had never encountered heat like this before. It was early July, probably an average summer, and I was from New Hampshire. 5 months earlier, I was standing outside, spitting like kids do, and watching as the spittle froze before it landed in the snowbank at my feet. It was 20 below, a fearsome winter. Now I was trudging along an asphalt farm to market road, my feet sinking into the pavement, the canvas straps of the backpack tearing into my shoulders. Either the third or fourth day, I can't remember which, I fell out, as they say. I had heat stroke and had to give up. My parents came and got me, brought me back home, and invested a bit of money to turn on the window AC in the back bedroom. Most of our house in South 12th wasn't air-conditioned in 1968. Summer would remain my parents' enemy as well as mine. My late mom regularly cursed the season. My dad, also deceased, longed for his youth in Wyoming. My brothers, who both live in Texas, escape when they can. This summer, I'm stuck here working, our vacation long over. But there are worse fates, like shoveling one's way out of the front door in January. It's all a matter of perspective, I tell myself, as sweat covers my eyeglasses while walking at 6 a.m. Still, fall can't get here soon enough for this long transplanted Yankee.
Gary Borders is an editor and publisher of the Mount Pleasant Daily Tribune. He also writes online each week at GaryBorders.com. Gary joins us each Friday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio, and you can hear all his past installments on our website. Just go to RedRiverRadio.org and click on Commentaries at the bottom of our homepage. Stay tuned. Morning Edition continues here on your community-supported public radio service from LSUS. Red River Radio.